The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. Today's date is Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stabmiller today. I don't know if you caught John's show yesterday with Mr. Ron McDonald, but he's having a little bit of issue with some eyesight, some neck problems, and we wish him a speedy recovery. I gave him some choices of what I suspect he's probably having a problem with. It looks like he possibly, my best guesstimate would be that he has a cervical radiculopathy, which can be managed if he does the right things. So hopefully he will do that, and we'll get him back here on the mic soon. Well, I've got only an hour to prepare, so I didn't have much to talk about other than I'm going to make it kind of a free phone Tuesday. So call in whatever you want to talk about. Happy to discuss anything you want to talk about. Mike, I still got the music in the background here, the theme song for John. Could you pan that down? Not sure why I'm still getting that. It sounds like Mike Rivera was having some technical issues with Skype, and I think I am having some also. So hold on 1 second here while I contact Mike. Welcome back to the National Intel Report. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. I guess Mike Rivera had the same problems on his show. A little frustrating when you have a message to get out there and you have these technical issues. Is it a coincidence or is somebody making some problems for people in RBN? I don't know what's going on here. I'll just hope it's we'll cross our fingers it's just a coincidence and that we're not being hacked. But this is going to be pretty much an open phone Tuesday here. And I'm your host, Steve Elkins, sitting in for John Stadmiller. Like I mentioned earlier, John has a little bit of a neck issue. Just by his symptomology, I would assume he has the same problem I have. It's called a cervical radiculopathy. So I gave him some recommendations, and hopefully he'll take those recommendations and relieve that pressure off the vertebrae and the nerves and, you know, relieve those symptoms and get back on air here. What I wanted to talk about tonight is something. I had a little incident last night. I have some really poor cable out here in this vacation rental. We're out here in Central Florida, and very poor cable, unfortunately, but we're not really here for the cable. We're here for the location and everything around us. We're surrounded by lakes. It's a beautiful place. And I'm broadcasting in our little Florida room here outside back. Got a look of the canal right now. And my wife's sitting over here reading a book, keeping me company. But we ended up watching some TV last night. There was not much to do, so let's flip the TV on, see what's on. And it came to my attention, I'm going to call this what it is, actually, Sleaze TV. It's not a sitcom, it's Sleazecom. And it came to my attention that this program I'm going to discuss, and it does have a political tie, it's why I'm going to mention it, and it goes with the Harvey Weinstein and all that stuff going on right now with him. In that the show is called Mom. I don't know if you've caught this show before. It's been around since 2013. And I'm looking at the cast of characters here. I make my notes. And, here we go. Stars Anna Faris, who I have no idea who she is. I assume she's a comedian. And Allison Janney, which I am familiar with her on Showtime's show she did. What was the name of that show? The Masters of Sex. Excellent job. She's a decent actress, had a very good part in that movie. But let's just say it was a little bit of a shock and awe performance last night on this show. I've never seen it before, never even heard of it. We saw the trailer for it. We watched it. I could only stomach about 10 minutes of this show before I realized that Hollywood is purposefully trying to lower the bar on standards and morality. Now, I don't believe Hollywood is giving us what we want. This is an agenda, and I believe the final part of this agenda is to basically kill off religion. Kill it off, because religion stands in their way with decency and morality. Now, let me give you a little synopsis of what this show was about last night. Like I said, I could only do 10 minutes of the show. It sickened me that much. It starts off with the mother, Allison Janney, talking to her daughter, Anna Faris, and a mother and daughter conversation. Now, that conversation was something like this. Where are you going? Well, I'm getting ready for a big date tonight. Well, did you take care of down there? Well, of course I did. You know, she planned on having sex. She said, I waxed down there, and it is smooth and silky, as slippery as a ballroom dance floor. Now, this is mother and daughter talking. I don't know about you. This is not the conversations that I know my parents ever had with my daughter. So the synopsis is this is a dysfunctional mother and daughter duo. It's supposed to be funny. And I don't think dropping the bar on standards and morality is a funny thing to talk about. This is Sleazecom. This is not a sitcom. This is Sleazecom. And I was just blown away. Now, this show has been around since 2013. I had no clue. I guess I'm out of the loop. I turn on TV once in a while. I try to find things of interest, educational if I can. If something is humorous, I go back to the old Seinfelds, which is pretty funny stuff sometimes. But this is flat out Sleaze TV. Now, if you go back to other shows that are being forced upon us, you got this other one called, Modern Family. So you have the homosexual couple next door who come over, and they're quirky as can be. And we're supposed to accept this is, as they say, the new normal. Now, the reason I'm talking about the sitcom tonight is it ties in what's going on with the Harvey Weinstein situation. He's being sacrificed. This is a sacrificial lamb as far as I'm concerned. I talked about this with John and Ron McDonald before, and even Mike Rivero, that they only need one. There has to be one person to hang, one sacrificial lamb. We know that Hollywood has had the casting couch for eons, I don't know, 50, 60 years or more, probably since the beginning of Hollywood, as far as I'm concerned. Men of power and fame will always use that to get what they want, and in this case, sex. So the problem I have with the whole Harvey Weinstein thing is that if Hollywood really wants to clean up its act and really bring back a reputation, then why aren't they not going after the other participants just as Harvey Weinstein? This is not one person. This is a whole industry that revolves around this. The casting couch has been around. It's not going anywhere. I mean, we even have casting couches in politics, don't we? We sure do. Look at Bill Clinton. Casting couch, the Oval Room, for God's sakes. Seems like every president has had a casting couch and used and abused his authority and power under the political umbrella. So I have to ask myself on Harvey Weinstein. He's Jewish. Sure he is. Hollywood owns. Jewish people own, whatever. The lobby owns Hollywood. So why go after Harvey Weinstein? Why him? Is he the Bernie Madoff that had a problem that scammed his own people, and now this is payback? I have to wonder if that's the scenario we're looking at here, because there are many other actors and directors who have used their fame and their status to get what they want and put in their movies. This is not a one-time thing. This is something that's been going on for a long time. So, it's the hypocrisy, this whole situation. They want to clean their act up, but yet all they need is one fish to fry. Harvey Weinstein's their fish. Why is that? So looking at I'm looking at this morning, SRN News had some pretty good cartoons this morning, and it shows the Democratic donkey in bed with Harvey Weinstein, and it says, "We are shocked and disappointed with that Harvey Weinstein fellow." Well, the political party, the Democratic Party, has politicized this. That's why I'm talking about it today. And I'm talking about the sleazy standards of Hollywood. This is a joke to go after one when the whole industry is tainted with these kind of people. So anything on your mind you want to talk about other than that, if you want to bring up this and keep going with this conversation, I just had to point this out. I don't like the hypocrisy, and I don't mind pointing it out. But, they talk about that women are being used as sex objects to get employment in the business in Hollywood. Well, let me throw something else at you. What do you think the adult entertainment industry is all about? It's exact same thing, exploiting women for employment. What do you think the job interview is for a porno actress in a movie? You think they just look at her and they say, "Well, you look nice, that's good"? No, don't be naive. The casting couch is there also. It's probably all around us in many different employment areas. We know it's in politics. We know it's in Hollywood. I can only assume that men of power have always acted this way and probably will always act this way. So women, don't subject yourself to this. Have higher standards and say no. Those who willingly do these things to get jobs and employment, you're only hurting the cause for your argument right now of pointing a finger at Harvey Weinstein. Don't comply. You have enough people who don't comply, you're not going to have this issue. But there are more people to hang on this situation. There are more people who are guilty of Harvey Weinstein behavior, more people than that. So did another thing today. I actually did a little searching around my town here where I am in Central Florida, and I'm always observant what's going on with the economy. Walk through the mall a little bit, and I noticed our malls are nice, but people are pulling out of town. They're pulling out and saying it's over. So when you go back to the 4.1% unemployment and jobs closing and businesses closing their doors, you say, well, it's not possible. We're 4.2%. That doesn't go with what I see. And I just got word that looks like Amazon is going to be buying Sears. Looks that way. Sears has been struggling for years. It looks like Amazon's going to be buying Sears. So you know, Amazon has really taken off and buying up a lot of stuff. They're buying up the grocery business. They're buying now up in the appliance industry with Sears. And when I was walking around at our big Walmart here, we have a super Walmart. It's kind of nice to shop at, even though I'm not a huge Walmart fan. Of course, I do like to save money like anybody else. But I noticed there's 50 lanes. Get this, 50 checkout lanes. And of the 50 lanes, I walked from lane 1 to lane 50, and only 10 lanes were actually occupied by a checkout girl to ring up your groceries. So I mentioned to one of the guys walking around in a little yellow smock, he's your super helper. He's supposed to help you learn how to check out your own groceries. And that's his job. He teaches you how to scan the items and how to bag everything. And I said to him, so where are all the girls? He said to me that Walmart fully expects to go full automation in 1 to 1.5 years. So I looked at him and I said, do you realize if that happens, you won't have a job? He said, well, they'll probably keep 10% of us. Well, that's great if you're the 10%. But do you realize technocracy is eliminating the need for people like you to be employed? So all the elderly that are employed by Walmart, and you see a lot of them when you walk in the store, you're greeted by them. Your Walmart greeters, they're super nice people. They're old people. They're there for a reason. Why are they there? Well, they don't want to be there. They're there because they have to work, make some kind of income to support their lifestyle, because basically they probably lost a lot of it in the market, as many people did, 40% back in 2007, 2008. And now they have to work at Walmart in their 70s because they need the money to survive. Pretty sad, because those people are going to disappear. So in the big picture of it all, so you eliminate a huge workforce of Walmart because you don't need them anymore. And by the way, he said that Target was going to go in the same direction. So there's going to be a pattern here, probably seeing. And all retail, Kmart, Walmart, Target, Kohl's, at some point in time, we're going to see this problem. Full automation. You're not needed as an employee anymore. So have these guys thought about this scenario that you're going to unemploy all these people? So who's going to have money to buy your products and services? Are these people that stupid that they don't understand they're going to kill themselves? They're going to kill their industry in retail because nobody's going to have money to buy. I don't know. I don't know if they get it. I get it. And I encourage anybody I ever meet in these stores to find a girl and stand the long lines and demand that we put people back to work. Now, well, here we have a president that's talking about bringing people back to work. That's great. It's a great campaign promise. Vote for me, I'll bring back work to the United States. But then you have technocracy that takes your job away. Doesn't quite make sense, does it? Doesn't make sense at all. Makes no sense at all. So there's a lot of going on to these days. So much going on here. I'll just go to the website here real quick to see what I've been sending over John Stadmiller quite a bit of articles from the for his website here. And let me just take a quick look at what's going on there. And we can talk about some of those issues. I'm trying to keep up on all the new news that's going on these days, even though I'm on a daily basis running out looking for a house to live in right now. And we did get news today that I will be moving into a house on the 10th as a rental, which is good because we're going to search for the next year to find that perfect house for us. But let's just do a scan real quick here. The lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. You want to give a call in. And let's see what we got here. A lot of good stuff on the net. Be back after this short commercial break. You're listening to the National Intel Report.
No reason to get excited. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller today. Getting some calls lined up here. But first, I want to do some business here, RBN business. We are in the middle of a donation drive, so you know we always need the funds to stay on air to bring you the information that we bring you. And the one thing I like about RBN is why I'll be joining the team here pretty soon is that we're accountable for what we say. Not the smartest guys on the planet, but I think our eyes are pretty much wide open of all the hosts that I've heard on this network. We are understanding of what's going on from Washington. We understand the lies of mainstream media. And our job is to cut through all that. Look outside the box here. Find the problems. Basically identify the problems and look for solutions also. Not just identify the problem, but the solutions also. So let's take care of some business here. If you can, please donate to the network. You can mail your donations in to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. That's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. And we go to the phones now. Chance in West Virginia, what's on your mind, Chance?
Yes, hello, Steve. You know, you brought up a point regarding those self-scanning machines.
Yes.
As much as I hate waiting in lines, I would never use them. I will not contribute in any way to another American losing his job. Because that's in effect, what people are doing when they utilize those self-scanners.
Well, thank you very much for saying that, because that's exactly what I said. Actually, there was a woman that was checking out, and I have this habit of opening in my pie hole when I probably should. My wife looks at me like, say, what are you doing? And I'm saying,
like,
I'm trying to educate.
Anyway.
I'm trying to educate people. Yeah. So what I said to this woman, she was probably about 65, 66 years old. I said to her, you understand that this is going to be common practice here pretty soon. Within a year and a half, these are going to be fully automated. You are going to have to check your own, all your items yourself. You're going to have to bag them, check it, and pay for it all right there. And by the way, you'll be paying through the swiping the card system, because that's what they like anyway. Cash is going to be – there's a war on cash. We all know that. So swiping your card and credit cards is how you're going to pay for all this stuff. I mean, who goes to the store and buys little items? You buy major groceries, you're going to have a bill of a couple $100, $200, $300 possibly, and you're going to be swiping a card, keeping the money digitalized, and that's what they want. So when I looked at her, I said, this is going to be common practice. She was kind of shocked. I said, in a year to a year and a half, this will be common practice. Just like, now let's go back to back in the 80s. I don't know, I'm not sure how old you are, Chance, but I remember the day when, what's that?
I'm in my 50s.
50s, like I am too. Do you remember the time when we first got introduced to the self-service gas stations? You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had them here.
But we had full service. We had full service before that. And this is kind of the same same scenario. They're bringing to us now, you self-serving yourself. Of course, they're going to be reaping the huge profits. You know, they're not. Walmart's not going to cut their prices. I guarantee you this. They're going to fully automate. And normally, your price of your product is based on what's your highest cost. Your employee wages is your highest expense cost. So your prices reflect the wages that you pay your employees, the benefits, and everything else. And then there's a profit margin built in. Once those people are gone, do you think they're going to actually lower the price of their items?
Of course. Do you remember the day when they checked your oil and cleaned your windshield also?
Yes. Remember those days.
Yep. I mean, those were days gone by. And getting back to TV, you mentioned television.
Sure.
I threw that filth and propaganda box out of my house 20 years ago. They crossed the line so many times, and then we wonder why our little girls are promiscuous, our little daughters and granddaughters are promiscuous at a young age, get pregnant at a young age, want to experiment in homosexuality, bisexuality, prefer to date out of their race, and all these different things. I mean, are people this naive? I don't know how people with children in the same room could look at that. And how do you explain this to your little kids? I can't understand it. You're better off just getting it out of the house.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I've just seen the standards. They're getting lower and lower. Stay on the line, Chance. I want you right back after this commercial break. Stay on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
We're back. This is the National Intel Report. We got Chance from West Virginia on the phone. Go ahead and finish it up, Chance.
Yeah, by the way, that's a good song. I remember that. It was the old Mike and the Mechanics. Excellent.
Yeah,
Silent Running. Yeah.
Yep.
By the way, yeah, unfortunately, you know, in this day and age where money talks, people have got to understand that if they want to make a dent in any of this, they have to stop supporting mainstream newspapers, magazines, turn off the TV. Don't watch professional sports. Short of a revolution, I can't see anything else. But they have to withhold their money from all these people because all they're doing is stirring up the pot. It's sickening.
I agree with you. I totally agree. I could only take 10 minutes of that show. 10 minutes of that show is all I could stomach.
I stopped a long time ago. And I'm not a prude, but I just couldn't take it anymore. I could see where it was headed, and like I said, you know, it must be really embarrassing sitting in the living room at prime time with your little granddaughters watching this. How do you explain it to them? I mean, it's such an awkward. I don't know how these parents allow this. I just don't. Well, that's all I have to say, Steve.
No, I agree with you 100%. I can't imagine households where daughters and mothers would talk this way. I really can't. I don't know if this actually happens. Maybe I'm a prude. Maybe I'm not with the plan that's going on this lowering the standards. But I just can't imagine mothers and daughters talking this way.
No, Steve, they just went to the extremes. You know what I mean? Modesty means nothing anymore. Morals mean nothing. And we're reaping what we sowed. Just look what's going on. We're reaping what we sowed. And it's going to get worse unless people make a decision to withdraw from it all, keep their money, support your station. I just sent you guys a couple of donations within the last month. I hope you got them.
I'm sure they did. We appreciate it. We really do. We do. James, thank you.
Well, that's all I could say. People have got to stand up and say enough is enough.
I agree. Withhold your money and don't support people that who don't have higher standards. I agree. Hey, thank you very much, Chance. Thank you.
Okay,
hey, Randy in Indiana, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Randy, are you in the central part of the state? Where are you, if you can say?
No, I'm by LaPorte, Indiana, right by the lake pretty much, a little south of the lake.
Well, I grew up in Indiana. I'm a Indianapolis boy. Grew up on the west side of Indianapolis there.
I do love Indianapolis. It's lately became kind of a mess, but as has any inner city lately. As long as you're on the outskirts, you're okay, though.
Okay. What's on your mind today?
Well, I kind of wanted to just chime in on your thoughts on the self-scanners. Now, this may seem a little overboard, but, you know, it's really hard to get the message out nowadays. I went to Vistaprint, and you can get 500 business cards for like $10.
Right.
And I put a small message on the business cards, and I do use the self-scanners. Okay. The reason why I use the self-scanners is I, it might sound a little crazy, but, you know, nobody knows what's going on in the world. Everybody just seems blind. So I put a small message onto this business card, and it goes something like this. I don't have one with me, but I tape it on the screen for the person behind me. Now, I've gotten trouble from a couple managers that caught me doing this and told me I can't do it, and I got kicked out of a couple stores. But it basically says to the person who uses this after me, remember that every time you use this, you are part of a case study, a project that is essentially leading to people getting their jobs taken.
Right.
The more you use these, the more the numbers go up on these scanners, the less the numbers go down in the lines with actual people.
Right.
So just think about that every time you use it, and it's weird because my little business card thing says the exact same thing you just said. It said every time you use these, you are going to be taking a job from somebody else because eventually there will be no human scanners.
Right.
And when there's no human scanners, they are going to fire all the people that used to scan your products. And when all of those people from Walmart, what, there's three in every city now sometimes? I mean, everywhere you go, there's a damn Walmart.
Yep.
So when they fire all these retail associates that are ringing out your products, nobody's going to be spending money. And then what's going to happen to Walmart?
Exactly.
There will be no Walmart because there will be no money for the people that spend it at Walmart.
You know, you're going to actually have to keep...
That's not exactly what it says, but it's a great idea to do. I mean, what, $10 it costs you, you get 500 business cards, and you can put a small message on them. Even if you got a printer at home, you could print out your own little cards and do this. And I have been confronted by managers saying, you know, okay, I don't want you in my store. If you do this again, I guess they caught me on camera taping these messages, and I actually had a security guard come up to me and confront me about it and tell me that if I did not stop doing this, that I was not going to be allowed in the store. So I'm now not allowed in the LaPorte Walmart, and I'm also not allowed in the Michigan City Walmart. And it's like, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong here. I'm sending a small message, and at the bottom I do put, I mean, I don't know if I should, but I put check out www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Right.
And it because you guys tell the truth. You guys open people's eyes.
Well, I agree with you.
That people have their 100%. Eyes closed.
Yeah, with this, you know, the people who are actually carrying this plan out of full automation, I guess they're just going to count on half the people in the United States have to be employed, and they'll still do fine. Remember, as the wages are a big part of your pricing on your product line. So if you remove the most expensive cost in your pricing, which is employment, the person themselves, and they keep the prices still at the same price, they're going to be bringing in some huge, huge profits. So they can have less people.
Scenario.
Right. They're going to have less people working, but they'll still have people like you and me who are still employed, if we are, to buy the product, and they'll still make the same product, the same price line. I mean, the profit margin. This is going to be huge. But as the employee from Walmart told me, Target's going next, and he can only assume that the other retailers will follow suit, just as they did with the outsourcing on buying outside the United States on their product line. I mean, it took one to do it. The other retailers say, hey, they're making huge profits. We need to buy our products from China. So they stop that whole made in the USA thing. Everybody starts buying from China. And so they reap huge profits because they don't have the problems with the union issues and employment wages. They're going to get cheap labor, no unions, no EPA standards. My God, what a great deal. But that was all allowed because the politicians wrote it in law, basically a gray area there, to allow these corporations to reap these huge profits, which undercut the American worker. So I say, if you're listening here to this station today, please do not go to these automated. Go find a real person. Have them do the work. Keep people employed. I also want to refer to a book by Patrick Wood called Technocracy Rising, a great book. John had him, Patrick on his show. And if we don't continue, if we continue down this pathway, allowing them to automate everything, we will not be employed ourselves. So use a real human person. Go there.
That is absolutely, absolutely correct. It's already in test phase with automotive stores.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, back in the day, you would go into an automotive store and they would grab a book. They would look up the part. You would actually talk to somebody that knew something. I was a general manager for Advanced Auto Parts. I was a general manager for AutoZone for many, many years. I mean, before they were corporate. And when I first started, we used books. You know, it was one of the funny things we used to do is, you know, we'd get a new employee and we'd tell them, I need a radiator for a 69 Volkswagen Beetle. But not the point. You know, what I'm saying is now that they're, you got the internet, people are going online. They're using the internet to look up their own parts and they just go and pick it up in store. So that's a test phase for the automotive industry also, for the automotive retail industry.
Yep.
They're test phase in the same way as Walmart is with these auto scanners. Eventually, you're not going to even have the ability to talk to a parts professional because you're going to hit your buttons at home on your computer, and it's going to be like a vending machine. Your auto parts store is going to become a vending machine.
Yep, I agree.
You know,
hey, thanks for that, Randy.
That
I need to move on to another caller, though. Thank you, Randy, for your
yes,
comments.
Sir.
I appreciate
no problem,
that.
No problem, but it is scary, so everybody think about that.
Yep,
have a good
I agree.
Day.
Hey, thank you, Randy. Leslie in Idaho, you're up next. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Leslie. Hello,
me?
Leslie.
Hi.
You're on.
Hi. I called about the Amazon thing, and I can't remember what program it was or if they had a guest on or who was talking about it, but they were saying that Amazon is doing exactly what Walmart originally did, in that they had the lowest prices where the mom and pops couldn't compete, and so they ended up being basically the store, and And they were saying that Amazon, once they had bought that food place, they said Amazon's doing the same thing where they got these large investors to agree to, you know, invest in this company that was set up to run at a loss for however long, to have the cheapest prices, and the eventual end thing would be that they are going to buy up everything, you know, most everything.
Well, that is an excellent theory, driving out your competition because you have deep pockets, so you could actually lower prices, drive people out. People say, you know, they're like, let's say Walmart says, I can't compete with that price, and Amazon, you know, has a loss for a while, but later on basically forces everybody out of business because they can't compete, and then they bring their prices back up in line. That is a definite possibility that Amazon might be looking at doing that. Now, Kroger is probably the largest food retailer out there that I know of. They own so many other stores by different names. So they would have to work really hard because, I have to do some homework after I get off air here, what Kroger is actually worth in the billions and all the stores they have, because they're under different names too. Out here, they own Albertsons out here. So Kroger owns Albertsons. Publix, I'm not sure. Food Lion, I believe, is owned by Kroger. But that's a pretty big fish for Amazon to take on. But it's possible. I don't know how deep the pockets are of Amazon, but they could be possibly going in that direction to be the number one retailer in food grocery. They possibly could be trying to force out the other guys and lowball them for a little while and ride it out and then force everybody out like they did the mom and pops with Walmart. That's a possibility, big time.
Yeah, not just grocery stores. When you said Sears, you know, mm-hmm. they'll just buy up what goes belly up.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, you still have you know, the Home Depots, or, well, that's probably the same thing. You know, I mean, Walmart didn't get everything, but they got everything they could, to where they're the superstore. I mean, that's where you go for everything.
Yeah.
Not me personally, but that's the plan. And could I talk about one other thing?
Sure, go ahead. What's your mind?
I was going to send my son a Western Union money thing, and it was probably about 9 o'clock at night. He had said, he asked if I'd wire him some money, and so I did what, you know, the computer required me to do, and then I just happened to have a bad dream, and I woke up like at 1:30 in the morning, and I thought, I'm going to go check my computer just so I have a thanks, Mom, you know, I know he's got it and everything. And there was an email from Western Union saying, if you don't call within 4 hours, that it would be, you know, the money order, they would just cancel it. And there was absolutely no problem with the funds. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that was weird. If I hadn't have just got up, they would have just canceled it. And so I called this number, and, of course, it was a gal I could hardly understand. But she was asking me all these questions, and the questions in the beginning were just things that I knew that I had put into the computer. And so I was answering them. And then she said, do you mind if I ask why you're sending your, you know, this person, you know, who is this person? First of all, that kind of threw me off, because what difference does it make? And then she was asking me, why are you sending them the money? And I said, that's really, you know, I said, yes, I do mind. And then she asked me, well, is this address? She said, what's your address? And I gave it to her. And she said, is this address your home or a different location? I said, you know, you're asking me a lot of personal questions that are really none of your business. And she's like, okay, well, let me put this stuff into your answers into the computer, and I'll tell you if it's, like, going to go through. And I thought, yeah, go ahead, put them in the computer, and we'll see. Because I was really getting irritated. And so I got this email saying that my thing didn't go through, and I just thought, that is just the weirdest thing. I mean, all they should need is to check the funds, and if the funds are good, send it through.
Yeah.
But because I wouldn't give her all this other information, they wouldn't even accept my transfer.
You know, I think this is getting pressure from the NSA. You know, this is out of control. As a matter of fact, I could tell you just a little example from my personal here. We're out here trying to look for a house, and I actually went through a rental agency, and get this, we have good credit. There's no problem. We have the funds to buy or rent another apartment. We just sold a house in Northern California, the area that actually is on fire right now. Well, almost down. But our home up there, which we sold, is still intact. It wasn't touched. But we sold our home. And so we have excellent credit. We come down here, and I get an agency that I'm dealing with is telling me that because we've come down here, now we're looking for employment. And I don't think there's going to be a problem finding employment. We're both ICU nurses. We're going to find work, not a problem. We actually got contacted when we were in California to come down for Irma, fly down to Irma and help out if we could, which wasn't a possibility because we were actually boxing up our house. So this rental company, get this, would rent to us, but we would have to pay one full year's of rent to them in order to get the house to rent. Now, I was blown away. To me, my wife made a good example of that. That'd be like walking into a restaurant, sitting down, and the waitress coming over or the attendant coming over saying, you know, give me your charge card right now, and we'll bring you the food, but we want your card right now because we're afraid you'll skip out on the bill. I was offended. I was totally offended by these people. And get this, the rental agency group is out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Sin City is telling me they don't trust me? My God. I mean, is that funny or what? Sleaze, Sin City, shysters out there in Sin City, Vegas, are telling me they don't trust me. I'm not trustworthy.
They don't have those big hotels because they're giving stuff away.
Yeah. So, hey, I need to move on here, Leslie. Thank you for your call. I've got John in Humboldt. John, what's on your mind? John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I thought I'd throw in on about the universal basic income that Elon Musk has been pushing.
Sure, go for it.
And that's where the balance is going to be, and that's probably where the chip comes in, because if you're dependent on the government to be able to, because if you don't have a job, right? It's a subsidy. That's what I'm looking for. So if you don't have a job, the government's going to have to subsidize somehow.
Right.
But I'm also looking right here at the World Government Summit that's happening. This is the eighth one that they've had. Dang, shut up. The eighth one that they've had. You might want to look at the website. It's just the World Government Summit. Okay. And Elon Musk and, like Ban Ki-moon and what's the woman that runs the not the World Bank, but IMF. IMF, that's the one. They're all going to be speaking there, and it's all in Dubai this year. I just thought I would say that to, the listeners, that it's the universal basic income. And look it up, and that's what's going to be pretty much your welfare program when AI comes in.
Yeah. You know, I was just mentioning about the technocracy, that people being eliminated for technocracy, the employers getting rid of all these employees. And how do you think the government's going to respond with that? Maybe they'll drop another point off of the unemployment index there. It'll be 4.0 now, and it doesn't make sense. You know, I like I said, we walked to the mall today, and got a beautiful mall. Not too many people out there. There's not too many cars. It's actually a decent mall, but I did see a couple stores that had closed up, and I asked one of the workers there, and she said, "Yeah, it didn't do well. It closed." But there's been a lot of patterns. These malls are closing up. People are losing jobs, but then the unemployment rate keeps going down, which doesn't make sense. It's not possible. So I guess they must think we're really stupid that we're buying this, you know?
Yeah, exactly. The numbers are going down. I mean, I'm going back to college just so I can, like, get myself into the what they call the gig economy.
Right.
You know, and it's not the gig economy. It's what it's going to be. It's just part-time economy, but you just network with other people.
Right.
And that's where
That's a big push right now is making everybody part-time employee, big time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And no benefits. No benefits.
Yeah. And you look at that along with everything else, I can see that it's definitely going to be a there's going to be a huge change within the next 10 years. And I see it. I'm trying to get ahead of it. I'm 42 years old, and I'm just trying to get ahead of it. So, you know, I don't know. For some of those young ones, man, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, John, the only advice I can give you is don't get into that bubble, the higher education bubble. Don't get yourself trapped in that whole situation, because we know that bubble is going to burst at some point in time. These kids getting out of college, they can't get the high-paying jobs to pay these loans off, and the higher education bubble is going to burst at some point in time, and that's a huge loss.
I just let you know, I'm paying for it myself. So I'm not, like, actually taking a loan or anything, but I totally understand what you're saying, because I've been watching the numbers. Good. You know, they're just not. All I need is the education to be able to do financial spreads and stuff, you know, in that, sure. So I can, you know, keep my business, you know, going strong. And so I just kind of, I look at it that way. But I just wanted to tell everybody out there on the airwaves, it's called the Universal Basic Income. And this is going to be worldwide spread because of the AI. And I just wanted to throw that out on the airwaves. Thank you, Steve.
No, good. I'm glad you brought that to my attention. Actually, RBN has an article on the Elon Musk. You can go check that out. There's a lot of good articles on the website. But that one's definitely on there. I saw that one. So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Nice.
And I think that pretty much closes out the show. John, again, till next time, we appreciate your call. Well, about closes out the show here. A couple more minutes to go. Anybody else? You got 4 minutes to call in real quick. 1-800-313-9443. Other than that, like I said, what's the solutions to all this technocracy? Is don't participate if you can opt out. You know, as far as the self-serving gas, we have to pump our own gas. But I say stand on those long lines. I know it may take a little more time, but it'll send a message. We want people working. And I'm surprised that Donald Trump hasn't addressed this issue of technocracy and fully automation. This is a bad thing. This is a bad, bad thing. And we need to keep people working. And that was actually his campaign promise. So I hold him to a higher standard. Get America working again. Make America great. And we can't do that if we increase the unemployment. We're, close to 100 million people out of work right now who could be working. Well, I'd say at least 80% of those people probably want to work. The other 20% don't mind standing in line and getting that free check. I wouldn't be one of those people. We all have a purpose, and I believe in that purpose of getting out there and making a difference in the world. So that wouldn't be me. I would not be the 20%. But don't participate. And as far as the sleaze TV goes, just turn it off. If they lose the advertising funding for those shows, they go off air. But I'm surprised. That's been on for 4 years, this show called Mom. And I don't know. Just turn it off. Read a book. Educate yourself. Thank you for listening. I'll be back soon again. We will talk again. RBN, the National Intel Report. Take care.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.